Blog Talk Radio.
We have to be right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Bill.
I said, Doc,
I've never even tried unmedical marijuana. I said, I'm not going to jail because I can't sleep. He goes, no, 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 you're not going to go to jail. He said, here in California, for medical reasons, it's legal. He said, I'm going to write you this card, and I want you to take it to the dispensary down the road. I said, what's a dispensary? He goes, it's like a drugstore. I was thinking, all right, it's like a Walgreens or a CVS, you know. People in lab coats with name tags. No, it's a pot store. I walk in this store, and there's five white guys with dreadlocks that want to hug me. All right, have you ever walked into a bar, and the second you walked through the door, your brain went, boop, rum bar. That's what this was. I walk in, I looked around, went, oh, hell no. And I turned to leave, and as I turned to leave, I hear this voice from behind me go, well, hello, my friend. And I turn around, and there's this kid. And he goes, my name is Peace. I said, well, Peace, I think I'm in the wrong place. And he goes, what brought you here? And I go, well, my doctor, he said, he goes, oh, so now you're smarter than your doctor. What? He goes, well, your doctor sent you here, but apparently on the way over, you found a cure for whatever it was, so AKA. You're smarter than your doctor. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm being run circles around by a pothead.
Yep.
I should be quicker than this. And I go, well, he gave me this card, and he goes, oh, key to the kingdom. He goes, let me see your card. So I hand him my card, and he goes, oh, have a little problem going nighty-night, are we? What am I, 7? Yeah, I guess. He goes, well, turn around, my friend, and welcome to Shangri-La. And I turn around, and there is a full-on wall of jars of marijuana. And they all had names. But they weren't medical names. They were names like Bubba Kush, Apey Grapey, Cindy Cinnamon. I'm in the Ben and Jerry's of pot. And he pulls his jar off the wall, and all I saw was the name Comatose. And he takes them out, puts it in a scale, weighs it, puts that in the bag, and staples it shut. And he goes, now you go home and enjoy. I had parked my car 50 feet from this pot store. This was me walking back to my car with this bag of marijuana.
Very.
Yeah, well, I know the cops are right around the corner going, he's got the bag. Take the shot. Take the shot. I get to my car. I open the trunk. I take the spare tire out. I put the pot in the wheel well. I put the spare tire on top of that, a dead body, some lime, and a tarp. I'm driving 15 miles an hour in a 6-lane freeway with my blinker on 9 miles before my exit because I don't want to raise any red flags. And the whole time I'm thinking, what have you done? You don't smoke pot. You don't even know how to smoke pot. And then the other side of my brain goes, everybody shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Now, a roommate in college smoked pot, and he always had these papers called zigzags. And he bought them at a convenience store. And I remember thinking, I don't remember having this many voices in my head. So I pull into this 7-Eleven.
The 40-week.
Y'all, I'm 58. You would have thought I was a 12-year-old boy trying to buy his very first Hustler magazine. I walked in the store. The clerk goes, what's up? I go, what's up with you, my brother? He goes, I don't know what came over me. He goes, what do you want? I go, I'll tell you what I want, my friend. I want a Slurpee, Slim Jims, and zigzag. And they go, dude, it's not illegal to buy papers. And I said, was it that bad? And he went, jeez. So I get my papers, I drive home, I run down the basement, because I can't tell Gail about this. She's way anti-pot. She won't even let me go backstage at a Willie Nelson concert. Well, she goes to bed that night. I'm down the basement, I got the pot, and I got the papers. I'm like, Now what?
Yeah.
Because I don't smoke. I've never rolled a cigarette. So I'm rolling what I think is a joint. And it ends up looking like a chewed up toothpick. And I go, I can't smoke that. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I got my granddaddy's pipe. My granddad was a pipe. Remember your grandpa's tray of five pipes? So I run into this closet. I find one of granddaddy's pipes. I put the pot in it. And I stood up and I'm looking right in the mirror and I went, oh my God. I look like Ward Cleaver trying to get high right now. This would have been a great episode. Ward puffing on that pipe. Hey, June. Okay, back to the basement. I lit this pot. I took one puff. Oh, my God. I coughed so hard that my liver was going to jump out of my mouth. I woke Gail up two flights up. I'm in the basement going, and Gail goes, Bill! Where are you? She goes, Bill. I'm like, damn it, how are you doing that? And she goes, are you all right? And I'm like, where's my Pink Floyd album? I need to hear Hey You right now.
All right, there you have it, kids. Just for fun this morning, just because everybody needs
A little bit of happy.
We are improving on the new website. I love it. We get messages every day now because there's an actual button you can click to contact us before everyone is calling in. There's no, I can't find your email. I don't know where to go. So now everyone's like, ooh, there it is. And so ask away, folks. Wake up in the middle of the night, ask the question. Sure, I'll answer it. I'm probably up anyway. So there you have it, just for fun. Thanks for tuning in. And this is Weed Day Wednesday, if you're just getting to the end of that funny little bit. Go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com and check out the new website. We're really, really, really excited about it. It's groovy. It's clear. It's neat and clean. It spells everything out really easily for you to understand, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, especially certifications, when you go to the certification section. TumbleweedHealthCenter.com. What's wrong with this computer? We're getting back there. Okay. Go to the certification section. You can book an appointment right there, first thing, bam. But also, right underneath that, it tells you your qualifying conditions. And then it explains a little further about the conditions, because if you've got chronic pain and all that stuff. But I like how it's just, bam, if you've got that or any of that, there you go. And here's our services. Certifications are listed. We have interpreter for the deaf and hard of hearing free of charge there for those that need it. We have a patients under 18. We do house calls and more. If you want to bring your certification in from another center or your doctor, these days, so many doctors, soft clap for that, are signing. Yeah, so many. So many doctors are signing forms now. Please, guys, just fill them out correctly. Give us an email. That's the hardest thing to get you guys to put on there. Just put it down. Go ahead. It's okay. You can do it. Or just have your Girl Friday do it. Does anyone know what a Girl Friday is? What? You guys are agreeing. Shit, the same thing in the industry. There you are again.
I'm back.
Are $249 plus a travel fee, which usually isn't that much because, you know, people are not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, unless they're like, oh, we're up in Moore Valley, you're like,
ooh. Travel fee.
Lighting system. Travel fee.
And no gallons nor.
Yeah.
travel. I'm in Rocky Point.
Travel fee.
But we'll be there for a week.
Yeah. We could do that. Go camp out.
There's a records release form if you want to get that. Download it and send that to your doctor. You can email it to your doctor, fax it to your doctor. And then if you haven't received your card and it's been over 2 weeks, you can just click a button and or here's a phone number. You can just click that to call the state of Arizona right there. You don't even need to call anyone else but the state. They'll let you know. Click it and call. And I'm sure you hit option number 9 because otherwise you'll just keep sitting there for a while trying to figure things out. We have a groovy new product section and we're building our online e-commerce site. And that's coming very soon. But come down to Tumbleweed Health Center and check out our groovy new tinctures. It's super yummy, especially because what you're tasting is an actual essential oil of a plant. So it's a full spectrum. It's like having a plant in there. You know, it's like having an orange in your tincture.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little piece of lavender or a little drop
cinnamon
of
bark.
Vanilla. You know, scrape the vanilla down in there off that bark. So it's really delicious. It's really, they have a lot of medicinal benefits to it aside from the CBD itself. And coconut oil is very beneficial, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So all sorts of good stuff in there. There's our radio section, our news section, which we update. We have our event section. We will be at Earth Healing, 2075 East Benson Highway, 11 to 3, Saturday, April 20th. It's coming 10 days away. What are you going to get your bestie for April 20th? Ha-ha, that's so cute. Oh, Hallmark, they're going to catch in on it.
They are. Soon.
Oh, soon. 2075 East Benson Highway. We'll probably be down there from 10 to 4 or 5. So I'm just hanging out and selling our CBD products and certifying and getting to know y'all down there. It's a fantastic dispensary. They have also one that have, they have one up north, too. I think they have it. On River Road?
Yeah.
River and Stone?
River. River and Stone. Yeah,
okay.
it was an old restaurant. Yeah, they did a really nice job with it. It's really nice. Is that where you guys are
going to
be there?
No, we're going to the South one.
Oh,
we'll do a live radio session up there. We've got video. We've got some great videos. One of our most favorite videos of all time is Leap, The Power of Juicing, because that's coming. It's, you know, people are willing to concentrate these days. That seems to be a big shebang with our concentration.
Well, I think people are
flowers
needing...
Flowers for old school. You know,
but there's always just a nice flower. It's like a bottle of wine. It really is like a bottle
really
of wine. It's something
nice
that you... Right. It's a nice bouquet mixed with a bottle of wine.
And your nose knows.
And
your nose knows. Except for, we have a critical cure strain. And it smells like dog duty to me. But you guys seem to love it. And when we grind it up, it's got some thyme. Maybe that's why. It's very earthy. Yeah.
You guys seem to like that.
Yeah. You guys and that's okay.
I think it makes some really amazing edibles.
No, for sure. Or you can make your own RSO, which is so easy to do. So easy.
Well, I think, you know, with the whole immersion of concentrates, I think we needed to see this. This is where cannabis needed to go. It makes it easy for people to use.
Yeah.
A lot of people that were coming into this wanting to use it as medicine weren't ready for rolling their own joints, very much to how we heard our comedian talk about how he had to go through this process of going and buying papers. I mean, now you walk into a dispensary and you can pick up a pre-roll.
You don't have to roll anything.
You don't have to roll
it's
anything.
It's done for you.
It's done for you.
And
you can buy a pack of.
Yes, you can. You can buy little gummy berries.
You can get a bottle of Go-Go juice.
You
can get a.
There's a whole lot you can be getting on.
Candy cane during different holidays. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Barbecue sauce, hot sauce,
seasonings,
scones, seasonings. Garlic powder over here.
They have a mix into actual pills, and then what are the other ones? The clear tablet, the little tablets, and then the pills, which are the gel pills filled with the raw cannabis. So there's so many different ways you can do it now.
There are a billion different ways. We're just going to get to the...
Sorry, I saw an article. Soothe your soul.
So we're... Cannabis was talking about... Yeah, and I was pulling up some news articles for y'all, and this was a doozy, so it just stopped everything. Here we go. Arizona Senator's new bill attacks marijuana industry publishers. Arizona Senator David Gowen has discreetly slipped an anti-marijuana bill into the legislature.
Awesome.
Yeah. Senate Bill 1156 is a striker bill, meaning it was a bill that got approved and then a lawmakers changed most or all of the language to something completely different in order to sneak it through the legislative process without the public noticing. In this case, Senator Gowen turned SB 1156 from a water protection bill into a bill about regulating marijuana industry publishers. Hello? That's just wrong.
So I'm wondering where this, always love to follow the money, and I bet you this is coming from the pharmaceutical company.
Oh, sure. But that's freaking crazy what...
It's just not going to get to happen.
SB 1156 is attempting to make publishing certain marijuana-related content illegal in Arizona and completely disregards the fact that the First Amendment in the Constitution of the United States allows publishers the right to freely publish the content they deem worthy.
Yeah.
Said azmarijuana.com, under SB 1156, websites and magazines that list Arizona medical marijuana dispensaries would be deemed guilty of a Class 6 felony for each listing that does not provide the dispensary's registration certificate number. Legally operating medical marijuana delivery services would also be affected by... legally operating delivery services would also be affected by SB 1156. SB 1156 states, a listing or menu service that does not display a nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary's registration certificate identification number issued pursuant to Section 36-2804 with the nonprofit medical marijuana dispensaries or medical marijuana delivery services product lines is guilty of a Class 6 felony. You can contact the senator here to tell him to throw it out. I will post this on our blog. The thing is, the illegal businesses should not be able to post.
Did it say where... that bill, who presented that bill?
Yeah.
Who was it again?
Senator Gowen. And they presented it under the guise of a water bill.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's
snuck in with something else.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me just even more sick.
It's disgusting that you can even do that. I had no idea that you could just...
What are we running here, guys?
No, we are not running. They are running a very corrupt system.
What are you running here?
A system of cash, system of money that just... It is disgusting. It was a water bill. And then it turned into an anti-marijuana publishing bill. Like, who are you? Our Constitution says we can publish whatever the heck we want.
It's really disturbing.
So there you have it.
In a sense of...
Oh, it's beyond disturbing.
Yeah, you're right.
People are really, 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 really upset about this. A lot. Is that a word? A lot. When I think of a lot, I think of like a lot, like a space.
A land.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Here's some news. Canada is going to tax the products based on their THC percentage. Does that seem weird?
That seems a little weird.
Recreational marijuana users in Canada are still buying from black market. It's assumed that a big part of the issue is the high excise taxes on marijuana. The current tax is $1 Canadian per gram of dry flower and oil, or 10% of the sale price, the Motley Fool reported. But the 2019 budget for the country may be changing the way that marijuana is taxed in Canada. Canada is planning to tax marijuana products based on how much THC they contain. The biggest benefit to these adjustments is for marijuana users that use low THC products. The new tax rate for non-flower products could be put into action as soon as May 1st. So that's weird, because what if you've got like a debilitating disease
or a medical condition that causes, you know, all of those things, and you need high THC products. That's not fair to tax someone based on their medical needs. I think that's just bad business.
I'm sorry. I know.
It is bad business. But let's see. New Mexico. You shouldn't be taxed on what's in it. You should just pay a regular tax like everybody else does. It shouldn't be content-driven, like, you know, what you're going to tax Coca-Cola versus Diet Coke. So because there's more caffeine in Coke, you're going to pay more for it. I mean, that's basically what the tax. Okay. New Mexico is reducing the penalties for marijuana possession. Woo-hoo! A bill that reduces penalties for possession of small amounts of marijuana and drug paraphernalia has been signed by the governor of New Mexico. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has signed signed legislation that makes the possession of up to a half ounce, 12 grams of marijuana a petty misdemeanor. That would translate into a $50 fine on first offense. The same penalties will apply to possession of drug paraphernalia. The provisions go into effect July 1st. Possession of large quantities of marijuana can still result in a felony. Well, yeah, because that's usually just, you know, you're just, you know, selling at that point, maybe. Or who knows? Maybe you're making your own medicine. Maybe you need lots and lots and lots of weed to do it. And that's okay. But that's what dispensaries are for. So you need lots and lots and lots of weed. You should probably go to a dispensary. You want to get caught in you just really don't want to do that. All right. So, speaking of groovy websites, that is not, this popped up in our store. We're not selling these items. I'm not really sure why this all came up, but there's a sneaker and a cap, some dress shoes, a watch. Yeah, this is crazy. So, we're going to have to get online and figure out what's going on with our store, our online store. Looks like you can get accessories and clothes. And we're going to say, come and share. Jean jacket, it looks like a Levi's jacket, a cool groovy gold shoes, a pillow with arrows, a cool hat, and some funky band like tropical leaf looking shoes. So, yeah, this is really not the sale on Tumbleweed's website, so when you go there, just don't buy it. I saw that chick, I'm like, who are you? How are you? Wow, cool new website. Hmm. All right. So, the rest of the website's good.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, we'll get that up. What conditions qualify you for a medical cannabis card? PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, hep C, chronic pain, agitation of Alzheimer's. And if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, wasting syndrome, seizures including epilepsy, or severe and persistent muscle spasms including multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Give us a call, 520-838-4430. And you can email thctucson @gmail.com. And if you go to the website now, you can, right on the first page, you can click the Contact Us button. You can click the address. It'll pop up a map. You can click the phone number. It'll call us right from your computer, which is weird and fun. And you can click on the email, and it'll email us. And that's groovy. And you want to know what else is groovy?
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona...
That's groovy, that's but not, groovy. Not the grooviest
That's
one.
Not the groovy we wanted. Here's the groovy we wanted.
Puff, 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 puff,
Like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up. Got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge. It used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high. Looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
You can't talk.
I already did.
Did you need one?
She
My
did.
Silver sister put her sunglasses on.
There it is.
Can't handle it.
She's,
and
she's here.
It's happened.
She has left the building, folks.
Silver sister has left the building. Yeah, we're all back on our really good week. We didn't get very much. But boy, what we got really packed a punch.
Right.
Like, we didn't get much more from this whole plant than what was in this little jar right now. It's kind of crazy. It didn't produce very much. Wow. It was just a tiny little thing. Not like the jungle that's happening now.
And go in there.
I think there are some monkeys in there.
Definitely. I saw
gorillas in the weeds. They were hanging off the trunk.
There's some parrots. Toucan Sam is definitely in there.
I know.
He followed his nose.
He did follow his note. ACLU demands Arizona court stop prosecuting medical marijuana patients. Here we go. Medical marijuana is legal in Arizona.
There are state-licensed dispensaries, physicians, and patients. But across the state, and most intensely in Maricopa County under the leadership, if you call it, of Attorney General Bill Montgomery, law enforcement is going after people who legally obtain and use medical cannabis extracts. Patients are facing arrest, prosecution, and threat of prosecution, and some have already served time in prison. While the state Supreme Court reviews the legality of medical cannabis extracts, the ACLU of Arizona is taking aim at Maricopa County Attorney's Office. On Monday, the ACLU sent a letter to Montgomery demanding his office no longer prosecute medical cannabis patients. The ACLU also demanded that Montgomery stop issuing threats to patients. How horrible is that? And it's just like the video we played, you know, the funny video we played at the beginning. He was like, I don't want to go to jail for because I can't sleep, you know. And it's funny, but it isn't, because that's exactly the way patients feel. You know, you've got 90-year-olds, you know, and 50-year-olds and whoever getting cancer, you know, medication, and they're facing prosecution and they're getting letters, threat letters. Like, who the hell?
It's our America.
Arizona is threatening to lock up patients who use cannabis extracts. Maricopa County Attorney General Bill Montgomery has been, quote, prosecuting or threatening to prosecute licensed medical cannabis patients for possessing cannabis products sold at state-licensed dispensaries, quote, according to a letter sent to Montgomery's office by the ACLU on Monday. ACLU of Arizona Criminal Justice Attorney Jareed Keenan said his organization had already confirmed two cases of medical marijuana patients facing prosecution or threats in Maricopa County. One of those cases involves a U.S. Army veteran who was looking at decades behind bars for possessing a vape pen filled with medical cannabis oil. The second case involves a woman who took a plea deal to avoid an indictment. The deal involved compelling the woman to enroll in a complete, quote, drug diversion program run by a private contractor that gave more than $1 million in kickbacks to state attorney's offices. In August of 2018, a D.C.-based advocacy group called Civil Rights Corps sued Montgomery over the money-making schemes targeting of poor cannabis consumers. Wealthy people buy their way off diversion quickly, while poor people risk being expelled from the program and prosecuted for a felony solely because they cannot afford to pay it, said Dami Anemashan, lead attorney in the suit.
Yeah, they lose their houses.
Yeah, and then they end up getting a felony anyway, and they lose their jobs, their cars,
and then they become a dependent on the
society,
state,
yeah,
on the society,
which then the government turns around and says, "You guys suck." And
right, you're the bad one.
But you did that. So
you were the ones that did that.
Mike Wilser, state director of Arizona Incredible. Chapter of Normal, said his organization routinely handles calls from people arrested for possessing cannabis. Many of the callers are also licensed patients. Out of 40 calls, Wilser said he confirmed the patient status of 5 callers arrested for extracts is currently waiting for confirmation on 10 more. The Arizona Supreme Court just wrapped up oral arguments in the case of State versus Arizona versus Rodney Christopher Jones. Jones is a licensed medical marijuana patient. He served 2 years in prison for possessing cannabis resin he legally purchased from a dispensary. His case will decide whether Arizona's 2010 Medical Marijuana Act includes protections for marijuana extracts and any products containing them. But it will still take 2 to 3 months for justices to issue a decision. And in the meantime, courts have not issued any formal instructions for how prosecutors should interpret the 2010 Act. Montgomery and other anti-cannabis prosecutors have seized the legal limbo as an opportunity to target medical cannabis patients who solely rely on extracts, especially those in poverty. But the ACLU thinks the uncertain legal status of extracts means prosecutors should back off. Quote, I think that the prudent path would be not to go after these people, quote, said ACUL attorney Keenan. The ACLU of Arizona has been tracking Montgomery's record against drug reform for decades. In 2010, Montgomery fought to block passage of Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, and then in 2015, he called efforts to legalize cannabis for adults, quote, a misguided notion of freedom, quote. The next year, Montgomery campaigned against Prop 205, a ballot initiative to legalize adult use. But Montgomery has been targeting medical marijuana patients specifically since at least 2014. The Maricopa County Superior Court has even issued an order rebuking his policy of persecuting patients. In an effort to block his possible nomination to the Arizona Supreme Court, the ACLU circulated a petition in February to raise awareness about Montgomery's, quote, destructive civil liberties record, quote. Oh, Lord. It says in the AMMA that any part of the plant in preparation thereof. If that's not clear, I don't know what the hell is. Any part of the plant in any preparation. Oil is part of the plant. When you extract, which is a preparation, you extract the oil from the plant, it doesn't get any more clear than that. I don't think so. You know what I mean? And the fact that Mr. Jones is
like,
already.
Ourselves. Like, it's like. It's
well, we
just,
can't stop the show.
Well, I.
What you think?
So, well, it's really irritating. Every time I hear another article about them passing these bills, or it's like they think we're stupid.
Well, here's a good one. A California bill will allow terminally ill patients to use cannabis in hospitals.
Well, not if they're all. What do you think they're going to just get them all in one place so they can all go to jail together?
Dude, they'd be vaping.
Sounds like they got this.
Dude, they got suppositories. Sorry,
right.
Those things work.
Well, I know.
If you were born from 1980 back, you remember suppositories. Don't laugh.
What?
I need one. I know, but there's so many other methods. And that would be great if they had, like, little vape sessions for people that were sick in hospitals, and they could get together and hang out with other people
and laugh and have fun.
Yeah,
and talk about fun things.
And watch funny videos and watch scientific videos and maybe play some cards and win some money and play some poker. You know? All right. California cannabis activists gathered with state Senator Ben Huso in front of state government building in downtown San Diego on Friday to garner support for Senate Bill 305, the Compassionate Access to Cannabis Act. I love it. Compassionate Access to Cannabis. That's really great. If passed, the bill would allow terminally ill patients with a doctor's authorization to use cannabis medications in healthcare facilities. SB 305 was introduced by Democrat Huso in February and is scheduled for a hearing by a Senate committee next week. The bill is also known as Ryan's Law in honor of Ryan Bartell, who died of pancreatic cancer last year at the age of 42. After his diagnosis, Bartell was placed in a Washington healthcare facility where he was given high doses of opiates to relieve his pain. Wishing to treat him with cannabis instead, Bartell's family was informed that the facility he was at did not permit cannabis medications. With assistance from Nurse Heather Manis of the Cannabis Nurses Network, the Bartell family was able to move Ryan to a different facility and begin using cannabis medication. He was able to be alert instead of just on morphine and just being out. Nurse Heather told High Times he was actually able to spend those last days alert, pain-free with his family and really had the quality of life during his end-of-life care. The Compassionate Access to Cannabis Act was written by largely by Jim Bartell, Ryan's father, in hopes that other patients and families will not need to suffer through the effects of narcotics and have the opportunity to cherish every moment they have with their loved ones. Many hospitals and other healthcare facilities prohibit the use of cannabis medications because of the Federal Drug Free Workplace Act, which requires institutions that receive federal funds to prohibit the use of distribution of controlled substances. Ryan's Law allows patients who are at the end of life to use cannabis medications with the doctor's approval and gives healthcare facilities the authority to implement a policy to allow cannabis use while ensuring the safety of other patients and hospital staff and guests. Ken Sobel, an attorney who helped Jim Bartell write Ryan's Law, says the bill can help take away the stigma associated with cannabis as medicine. It's extremely important because it brings into the mainstream something that has been essentially prohibited, which is to integrate what we know about how effective cannabis medicine can be and the rights of patients to use it, even in a healthcare facility. He also noted that the bill, if passed, will require healthcare facilities to establish a cannabis medicine policy proactively. It requires healthcare facilities to adopt regulations in advance. So when a family arrives, we have a roadmap and not something more to add to their grief over the medical condition of their loved one. The Senate Committee on Health will hold a hearing on the Compassionate Access to Cannabis Act on April 10th at the State Capitol in Sacramento. They recommend it should be available. And I don't think it should just be for people for end of life, because they, you know, you never know. I mean, you shouldn't have to wait that long. You know, you should be able to use it to go to the hospital for whatever reason, and it's good for everything. So, you know, but it's a start, and it's you know, it would at least establish verbiage for facilities.
I've been in the hospital, and I've had a good friend smuggle it into me.
Really?
And some of these.
Yes, you
it
did.
It was awesome.
Yes, you did. And that's just what you do.
You do.
You know.
You get those friends that medicine.
Yeah, you get it, no matter what.
I couldn't even drink water. They wouldn't even give me water.
I know. And then they're like, you're going to stay overnight. And so you're freaking out. And then they're like, no, just kidding, you're right home.
JK.
Woohoo. Sorry, gotcha. April Fool is not. You're like, what? Where? What are you? What's going on? Well, that's.
Don't want to be here.
Yeah. Anyway, that is a great, great, that's a great bill. And it should be.
It should be
approved. And hopefully they'll approve. They'll get in approval someday. We'll just all be able to use it, you know. Just, are you listening to the cacophony of chihuahuas? we would like to give a shout out to Grower's House at 3635 East 34th Street. You can go to growershouse.com. Check it out. They've got all sorts of specials and wheels and deals, and I would imagine, I would totally imagine, go down to their new building. It's huge. They've got a lot of great new space and lots of fun things happening. I know Nate is out doing, traveling all over, interviewing all the big growers around the country. He's got a YouTube channel. I don't know what it's called. My apologies, but we'll get there. Also, shouts out to Canna Health Online Digital Magazine. If you don't want to go anywhere and you want to read the news, just pop open your phone or your computer, or try on your TV these days. Like, you can get anything on your TV.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy, with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
But yeah.
All right. Check out Canna Health Magazine. You little chatty, chatty. All right. Well, here we go. Back again. Immigrants denied citizenship because they work in legal marijuana industry. Wait a minute. Oh, Lordy B. Where's our sound effect? As the Trump administration continues.
Damned if you do, and yet damned if you don't.
Kind of like what Madonna said about, you know, facelifts and Botox and everything. She said just that. She's like, in our industry, man, you're screwed either way.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you think you don't, just don't.
Smile too much, you smile too little, you don't smile enough, you're smiling.
Yeah, just smile. And just hug somebody. As the Trump administration continues escalating its attacks on immigrants, federal officials recently denied citizenship to two immigrants solely because they worked in Colorado's legal marijuana industry. What the? The move has quickly become controversial as activists and progressive lawmakers worry that the federal government might begin using cannabis laws in weed legal states as a pretext for targeting immigrants. In recent weeks, two immigrants living in Denver were denied citizenship, and in both cases, immigration officials cited the same reason both had worked in Colorado's legal medical marijuana industry. One of the immigrants denied citizenship is from Lithuania. To this date, the individual's name has not been made public due to concerns over their current employment status. The other is 30-year-old Oswaldo Barrientos, who currently works as cultivation manager at The Dab, a fully legal cannabis company in Denver. Barrientos discovered his interest for cannabis when his mother was diagnosed with stage 3 melanoma skin cancer. In the wake of her diagnosis, he said he immediately began researching medical marijuana. "I studied and read everything I could," he told High Times. "I just really saw the medical value cannabis holds, and I truly believe in it. That's what catapulted me into the industry." A resident and green card holder, Barrientos has lived in the United States since he was one, when his mother immigrated to the U.S. from her native El Salvador. In November 2018, as part of his citizenship application, Barrientos completed an interview with officials from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Leading up to the interview, Barrientos said he aced all the tests required for citizenship, and for the most part, the interview went well, too. But then things took an unexpected turn. According to Barrientos and his lawyers, at the end of the interview, USCIS officials suddenly made him read a number of documents, including things like the legal definition of a Schedule I substance and what qualifies as criminal manufacturing and distribution of illegal substances. Jeez. Then they probed him on his work at the DAB. By the end of the interview, Barrientos said USCIS officials had basically forced him to breaking federal drug law. Insane. That part of the interview is what I call essentially entrapment, Bryce Downer of Novo Legal Group, one of Barrientos' lawyers, told High Times. Then on February 7, 2019, Barrientos received a letter from USCIS informing him that he was not eligible for citizenship. Quote, "Because of your admission regarding a controlled substance violation," quote, the letter said, quote, "you are unable to demonstrate that you are a person of good moral character. Therefore, you are ineligible for naturalization at this time," quote. Barrientos said he, his family, and his community were shocked when he received the letter. "I was surprised and a little scared. I was wondering, does this mean I'm going to get deported? I never thought I would be put in a situation like this. I fit the description of what an immigrant should look like when they're applying for citizenship," he explained. "I pay my taxes year in and out. I have zero criminal record. I went to the interviews assuming that I was a shoo-in. I've never broken the law in any way or been arrested. And then all of a sudden, they're putting me in a bracket where, to the feds, I'm just distributing and manufacturing a Schedule I drug." At this time, Barrientos is not being charged with a crime, but Downer said that the denial of citizenship could make Barrientos vulnerable to future detention or prosecution. In particular, if Barrientos travels outside the country, officials could detain him when he re-enters the U.S. Quote, "what they're doing is teeing him up for future prosecution by the enforcement arm of immigration," Downer told High Times. "They are doing this with an eye focused on prosecution." Barrientos and his lawyer said they plan to appeal the decision. Additionally, they said they would consider taking their case to federal court if necessary. The situation in Denver is raising some alarming questions. One of the biggest is if the government will begin using the legal gray area of state cannabis laws as a pretext for going after immigrants. Basically, the gray area exists in the confusion between federal and state law. On the one hand, cannabis remains illegal at the federal level. On the other hand, it is legal in a growing number of states, including Colorado. To make matters worse, there is a confusion among federal agencies, most notably between the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. Historically, the Department of Justice has largely followed a policy of not meddling in state marijuana laws. Meanwhile, the DHS is apparently taking a very different approach, citing, as it did in Denver federal cannabis laws as grounds for denying citizenship. Quote, "it's just a dual message," Downer told High Times. "You have the DOJ, which is saying one thing, and the legal cannabis industry, and then you have the Department of Homeland Security saying another, and it's only to the prejudice of immigrants." Now, many fear that immigration agencies will use federal cannabis law as a legal pretext to target, harass, and prosecute immigrants living in weed-legal states. This kind of an extension of the current strategy by the administration of putting up any and all roadblocks to keep people from becoming citizens, Christian Solano Cordova, communications manager at Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, told High Times. "This seems like a continuation of that, looking for any and all possible ways to limit legal immigration. This isn't an anti-cannabis move. It's an anti-immigrant move. So for USCIS, officials insist they are simply following federal law. They say their decision to deny citizenship to the two Denver residents stems from concerns over federal cannabis law, not a crackdown on immigrants. But for many, the narrative isn't very convincing. Quote, if the executive branch is so intent on upholding federal law, you would see the U.S. Attorney's Office prosecuting every marijuana business owner, everybody who worked in the industry. Aaron Elinoff, Barrientos' other attorney, recently told the Denver Post, but they're not. Instead, they're merely targeting